Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life. Really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I like to say that hair is a woman's best accessory. And thanks to my friends at Way, they make it possible to have good hair days every day. Let me tell you, Way's hair oil has become a game changer in my hair care routine. So if you're ready to have good hair days every single day, you got to check out Way. Head over to The Way, theouai.com to check out their products. And here's a little treat for you guys. Use the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off your purchase. Yep, The Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad for 15% off.
I'm on a journey to heal and get better in all areas of life, and I want to do it with you. Welcome to Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, where we improve and heal all parts of our lives, most importantly, our health. Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, your life improvement series starts now.
Christmas is a bother, the noise, the crowds. I really wish it were outlawed.
How can they talk about Santa Claus when there's so much unhappiness in the world?
Poor misguided folks. They missed the whole point. Lots of unhappiness? Maybe so. But doesn't Santa take a little bit of that unhappiness away? Doesn't a smile on Christmas morning scratch out a tear?
This makes me want to cry.
On Saturday? Not much, maybe. What would happen if we all tried to be like Santa and learn to give as only he can give of ourselves, our talents, our love, and our hearts? Maybe if we could all learn Santa's beautiful lesson, maybe there would finally be peace on earth and goodwill toward man.
We need this now more than ever.
It's getting late.
It's getting late.
It's getting late. Happy Monday, Hill Squad. It's not too late to be happy. It's not too late to have a great day. Hope you are having a great day wherever you are in this crazy, beautiful world. And if you're not, I hope we can change that today. That movie, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Special.
That's special. Always makes me cry because it has such a beautiful message. And it always gives me hope. Like, even just hearing that makes me want to cry. It gives me hope.
So you don't see it as a pro-capitalist, anti-communist message?
What?
Yeah, no. So we do the Christmas Specials We Love podcast, and it's a multi-generational panel. So Ann Sleeman and I, we represent the lost generation, which is the generation between X and Boomer.
Okay.
And X, we have X, Y, and Millennial. And yeah, it was the X thought the burning of the toys was too dark to show their children. So they were in that place of let's protect the children and take away all their pain and give them endless pleasure. And then the Gen Y was, you know, saw the commercialization, the poor animation. Oh yeah, your jaw's open. It was amazing. But then at the end, the Gen Y did like this speech. Okay. So maybe there is like, you know, yeah, they came back a little bit.
But see, this is like what is such a great example of perspective. Life is perspective. And what is your perspective?
Wow. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. And so it really is like what glasses you're putting on every day, what color tint,
What are you looking at things like? How are you looking at them? How is your mood? How is your circumstances affecting your perspective? And that's why you always have to be careful of how much you take in from other people, people's judgments, people's thoughts, people's beliefs, because their perspectives are colored by their own scenarios.
It's funny, this, you know how every year you wrote in your newsletter this week, if you don't get Maria's newsletter, you get that at mariamenounos.com. You can sign up there.
You can sign up.
And there's all sorts of goodies in there. But then, you know, I always, being the history major, not even an English major, but I have the writing background, so I'm always doing the spell check.
He's the editor.
Yeah. And you wrote about going into the new year and having the one word,
our word.
What is your word that may encapsulate the next year? And one of my words was upgrade. And I said, I'm going to upgrade every part of my life. But bringing it back to this, I want my word to be something in the area of what you're saying, because my
perspective,
past traumas, you know, the news, all of it is skewering me into who I am. Don't want to be the lowest version of myself, judgmental of others. Yeah. You know, I mean, I still believe in humor and breaking chops. Who's more self-deprecating than me, Maria? You know that, right? So I have no problem taking it on, but then like I like to give it out, but it should never go beyond humor. And I do think that, yeah, my perspective has been skewed by the news and by media.
Which is kind of the goal in a weird way. You know, there's a little bit of puppeteering that's pushing us
for
to
some
believe
goals, and
certain things.
I think with news, if it bleeds, it leads. So good news is not going to be
exactly
something that is going to make them any money. And then when, you know, now the younger workforce has a different belief system, and they've, news has been blurred into more commentary editorial than news, like the news you were trained to do. Right.
Well, do you think that your skewed side is your shadow self? Because I was just hearing you talk, and I'm sitting here thinking, I also can see my other side, and I'm not talking about it because I'm a Gemini. I think that whole thing about, you know, two-faced is so incorrect.
Clarify? I'm a Scorpio,
So Geminis, they say, are two-faced. And in fact, Jessica Alba's daughter is a Gemini, and she goes, no, we can see both sides. And you know that I really can see both sides, and I'm
very fair. Yep.
So I see sometimes if I'm in the wrong company or if I'm consuming too much of that news or that opinion, I can also have my darker side come out, and I don't like that person because I have evolved. That other side of me kind of still...
You're not like that at all.
No, I think I can.
But you know my... Yes, because you know why?
Why?
Here comes Catholic guilt.
You.
Because of me.
I know.
Yes, because this stupid broken record.
This
33
LP. It affects me.
Imagine this 33 LP. So if you remember records,
what's
any of you...
33 LP?
A long playing record. An LP was... It was size 33. Yes. And then the 45 was the smaller one, the little discs. And the 33s. And then sometimes, I don't know why, records used to get stuck behind radiators, but then they would warp. So then the record would warp. So that's kind of me. I'm the old phonograph that plays warped into Maria's ear 24 hours a day. So that's the only time I see you start to get broken. But Maria, you always have this balance counter. But maybe my dad was like you. He always is like Kathy to my mother. You don't understand where they came from. You don't understand.
Yeah.
I'll never forget, there was a one lady on the news they set up. They put $500 in cash in a bed in a hotel to a maid. And of course, the lady found the money and pocketed it. And then in came the big news crew. My mom was like, you know, that's not right, stealing. And my father was like, Kathleen, this is a person who has nothing, comes from nothing. And mind you, this is in the 70s. Imagine $500.
She just hit the jackpot. Someone left it.
He's like, you have no idea.
But I watched my parents at nightclubs. So my parents were also very poor. And I watched my parents cleaning nightclubs, and they would find, like, when I say wads of cash in envelopes, and my dad would take it. He'd put it in his back office. He'd find purses with jewelry, money, wallets. He'd put it all in his back office.
But you understand how somebody who has nothing.
So someone would claim it. No, I 100% see why. I get it.
Right. So it's like you at least understand why. And so the thing is, I think I've lost. I want to get more of my dad back, who would understand. Okay, I understand why this person is so traumatized, reacting this way, or, you know. Yep. So,
well, the more we do this show, the more I gain empathy and understanding, because the more you know, the better you can be, right? So the more we understand childhood traumas and how they shape us and form us, and we see it in ourselves, then when we see it in others, we can understand it and separate our personal feelings from the situation and not take it personally.
Yeah.
Not always easy.
So I don't know if my word is going to be empathy. I don't know what it
is. You have a lot of empathy, Boo.
I do, but I want to have more for, I want to be less judgmental.
Okay, so then, you know.
Non-judgmental?
Take a judgment detox like Gabby Bernstein's book. Great book, by the way. The Judgment Detox. I remember taking that judgment detox and it was awesome.
You know what though? Upgrade was so much more fun.
Upgrade
now
was
I'm gonna
needed.
Buy nicer cars. I'm gonna buy. I'm
you
gonna drive
nice
a nicer
pants
car
this weekend.
I'm gonna wear nicer clothes. I'm gonna upgrade my friends. I'm gonna upgrade who I hang with. I'm gonna upgrade my standards.
You are
upgrade...
the sum of the 5 or 10 people you spend the most time with. Right. So you should upgrade your.
So
friends.
I know, but anyway, that was a fun one. Judgment detox not gonna be so fun to do that for a whole year.
It will make you happier.
You think?
Yeah, I really was proud of myself because
right
I was able to really clean
anyway.
Up.
It's right anyway to do.
I want to detox my negative thoughts again, because when I was really, really flying high with the Dr. Joe stuff, I was really able to control my negative thought patterns, and I've seen them slip back in. I am meditating in the mornings when I red light. It's not the same as really going into a black space in your head with your, you know, blindfold on or whatever, your mask, but I'm trying to do a 2-in-1 so I can still survive my days, because I have a baby now. It's a lot different. So as I'm finding my way, I'm trying to maintain habits that I know are healthy for me, whether I'm doing them the best way possible or just getting it in. That's what I'm doing. But I see the And I have to study OCD a little bit, and maybe we'll bring in an expert. I saw something come out that OCD can also be for negative thoughts. Like when I say negative, I mean catastrophe kind of things. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, why wouldn't it?
See you drive out the driveway, and I'm like, oh my God, what if someone crashes into him? Oh my gosh, what if something? My brain, every time I look at my gate, what if someone hops over the wall right now? What am I going to do? I can't stop those thoughts. I mean, I can, I'm catching them, but I don't want them coming in the first place. So I want to work on that. I don't know what my word is for the new year, because I'm also a little traumatized. Oof.
What's the matter? Oh, yeah. I got you, boo. What's going on?
I'm also a little traumatized because last year I was feeling so good at this time.
Yeah.
And I was so excited for the new year, and I felt like I had energy to actually like do stuff again and get going. And then, of course, mid-January, we get hit with the news that I had a tumor on the pancreas. And so I'm a little scared to be excited about 2024.
But, no, but then 23, we got Snoogie.
Yeah, no. Believe me, it's ending on a high note.
Well, but would you rather it the other way? If you think of the overall year, Maria,
it's not that, Kev. I'm just saying.
Well, let's go back to perspective. I empathize. I understand why you're crying. And I understand, but they should. But I want them to be tears of joy because you made it through, honey. You know? Yeah, I know. And if anyone really knew, it's been 20 years.
Sorry, guys.
As my friends Randall would say, pillar to post.
I don't know why it's hitting me so
terrorized
hard right now.
At all the jobs we worked at. And, you know, always just with good intentions too, going into situations. And then the mom's tumor, then her brain tumor, and then this. But we've come out of it on the other side. And if I look at, you know, as I've been taught, if I look at our life as a stock, we've had our ups and downs, but every time we go up even higher. And when we go low, we don't go all the way down. So we would be a good stock to bet on. But ultimately, the house, you know, we did a lot of, look how we upgraded the house. Thena is amazing. You know,
I totally know all of this. I'm just saying that that little bit of, and by the way, I think a lot of people have that from even 2020, right? What a great year, 2020. How exciting. We all got excited, and then COVID.
Yeah.
And so it's just something that I feel. So
no, there's nothing wrong with that. You know. I'm just saying.
So I was like, instead of being excited for, oh my God, I'm going to go out and do all this stuff. Like, I decided I'm just going to be neutral.
Well, that's fine too.
So that.
That's a choice. Yeah, but that's okay. But what I'm trying to say is your year worked out.
We
caught this thing early enough to save your life. We had the greatest day of our life took place, unless I'm incorrect, about June 23rd.
I've had the greatest days of my life since June 23rd, every single day.
There you go.
Every single
day. And by the way, that's half the year, Maria.
Yeah.
So you see where I'm coming from here? So I understand. I honor it. I tell you, you should cry more. You should be more. and then also you should feel more triumphant, be proud of yourself for what you've overcome. You took life's best shot and you kept getting back up. It's nothing greater than that. But I do also honor the people. I've had people go, no resolutions, nothing. And I love that. That's okay too. It all depends what your scam is. But I love that.
Yeah.
You know, I think we should always be improving in one way, shape, or form, because I think if you're not growing, you're dying. But there are people, as I always say, Uncle Arthur, Frankie, Frank Sr., the three people I know that could just be neutral and, you know, and be happy and content.
I have an idea that might be inspiring for everybody for the new year in terms of your word or in terms of your kind of outlook or how to kind of look at things. And so, you know, I do think I'm going to be focusing on my thoughts again, but I have a really inspiring poem that someone sent me that I just loved that I wanted to share with everybody. Should we do it after the break?
Yes, let's a good time for a break. All right, you guys.
We'll be right back.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
With summer upon us, friends, hair is going to be even more important. Yes, we've got humidity, we've got sun, we've got all kinds of things. And sometimes it's hard to find the right shampoo for your hair. Everyone's hair is so different, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why I love Way. They have different shampoos depending on your hair type. Want volume? Fine Hair and Conditioner will give you that extra oomph you need. If you need some moisture and a little extra bounce, find your happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And for my peeps with thick hair like me, give your hair the hydration it deserves with thick hair shampoo and conditioner. Plus, you guys already know Way carries some of my favorite hair care products I use all the time, whether it's the leave-in conditioner, which is my go-to, or the hair oil. They give my hair this hydrating refresh all summer long. Wash your way to healthier hair. See what I did there? With shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theway, theouai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theway.com, theouai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD. Your hair deserves it.
Okay, friends, here is the poem about joy that I'm obsessed with. It's by Harry Baker Poet.
Joy does not arrive with a fanfare.
Here we
on
go.
A red carpet. Joy does not arrive with a fanfare. On a red carpet strewn with the flowers of a perfect life. Joy sneaks in as you pour a cup of coffee, watching the sun hit your favorite tree just right. And you usher joy away because you are not ready for it. Your house is not as it must be for such a distinguished guest. But joy cares nothing for your messy home or your bank balance or your waistline, you see. Joy is supposed to slither through the cracks of your imperfect life. That's how joy works. You cannot invite her. You can only be ready when she appears and hug her with meaning, because in this very moment, joy chose you. Joy does not arrive with a fanfare on a red carpet.
Isn't that beautiful?
So in other words, translation, is it just looking for joy in the small things of life?
I think that no matter what we say, we all are suffering from a lack of joy because social media robs us of our joy.
Oof.
Social media and keeping up with the Joneses has made it so we can never be happy because we never have enough. And as he says, joy is the moments in between. Like, I get so much joy when the sun is beaming on my face, or when I see these beautiful oranges on the trees, or I see a hummingbird fly from the water fountain, or I get joy. And we're forgetting that those are the moments, because we think joy is when we get the new car. We think joy is when we get to go to Disney, which, by the way,
amazing. Keep going.
I think that's excitement. I think it's a different kind of joy. I think joy, what he's saying, is just more subtle.
What about
it's when Athena smiles
and
at
comments,
us?
Though positive comments and likes on your picture, that's joy.
That's what do you call it? Adrenaline or
dopamine? Yes.
I think it's slightly different. I think pure joy is what he's saying. It's those in-between moments. And if we could be more open to the definition of what joy is in our life, that it isn't something that's supposed to be ever present 24/7, that it's the little doses that we're getting and that we should be focusing on them when they come. It's almost like a breeze that comes. You enjoy that breeze, but it goes. And then another breeze comes later. And then you enjoy that breeze.
And then someone...
To me, that's what joy...
And if you're in my world, someone comes and ruins it.
Honey? Oh, my
gosh. I'm enjoying the breeze, and then it's like, Kevin, I need you to... Or
someone
my phone
or
rings.
Me.
Well, you're one of them. There's mm-hmm. a whole list of you.
Mm-hmm.
No, listen. Your dad lives this. I'll bring it back to my father, who, you know, he was on his deathbed in his early 50s. And I said, Dad, I just feel so bad. I feel so bad this is happening to you. And you never got to do this. You never got to do that. He didn't even have a car with air conditioning, Maria. Always had a used car. Never had more than $20 in his wallet. Usually it was like $10 or less. Just gave everything away. And he said, yeah, but I was happy. He's like, I used to like going down to the Dunkin' Donuts. He was like, I would go in and make small talk with all the people there. It was always so much fun. to see all the characters.
This is what he said on his
deathbed. Yeah, he's like, it was amazing. Don't feel bad for me. He goes, for me, it was just getting a cup of coffee in the paper. He's like, and then, you know, okay, maybe I get one lottery ticket, but I just to be down there, that was, I was happy. He's like, I was happy. I was happy with my old pickup. He's like, I was happy with you kids. I was happy. So it was just really interesting. And then
that was before social media.
Yeah. Well, your dad too is just plays music and he's gardening and mm-hmm. he's just present and in the moment. And I've had to tell you this, and that's why I just had to just break free of everybody. And I'm like, you know what makes me happy, Maria? One of the things.
Being with me 24/7 and doing everything
I
ask
Frank
of you.
Frank Sinatra said that. I just realized, I just heard with 21-year-old Mia Farrow, what? He didn't want her making movies. He's like, why wouldn't you just want to be with me all the time?
So I'm like, Frank.
But no, I started realizing that my drives to work were enjoyable. So mm-hmm. I said, you know what? I want to get a car that has that I can enjoy driving to work every day, playing music or if I make my calls. But I tell you, when we were first starting out together, I just made those trips to Target. Mm-hmm. I just made them fun. But I'm at my best when I'm finding the joy in the little things too. My advice on social media is if anything you see is really starting to bum you out, guys, just mute it. Mute friends that will, even if they're good friends and they're nice people, but it makes you jealous or upset, okay, you're human. That's a nasty feeling. So rather than try to just change that, just mute them. Mm-hmm. That's it. You don't unfollow them. Just mute them. And you know what I found with social media, Maria? I'm enjoying getting so much educational stuff.
Yeah, that's what
it's
I
been
love.
Fun. DIY hacks.
Recipes.
And self-help. Yeah. And then, so then I'm not living in that place. I'm not immune to it either.
Well,
and
as
I
Tony
get
Robbins
it.
Says, what you focus on, you'll feel.
And I don't think it's just social media. That's one of it. I think it's always keeping up with the Joneses. And mm-hmm. I do think, okay, this is the negative side of capitalistic culture is just consuming and consuming mm-hmm. more and more and more and thinking the more material things you get, the happier you're going to be. But your dad is proof of that. He's like, Kevin, I have nothing. But he's so, he's just so happy with his life. And yes, a cynical person would say, well, of course, your daughter. But no, your dad has got an unbelievable spirit. Anywhere you drop your dad, he's going to figure it out. And he even said, Kevin, I'm going to work. How fast your dad could get a job tomorrow mm-hmm. to have someone as hardworking as your dad, as multi-talented as your dad, and then as honest and protective of you. He could go out tomorrow and get it. And he knows that. So, but he seems like he's the one. He knows how to stay in that moment, but yeah, there is something to finding those little joys in life and then do more with them. I had a friend, you know what, used to say, I love when the laundry comes out and it's warm and it smells good. Yeah, so my friend would just hug it. And then I remember, so I was too cynical back then to listen to her. I was going through a really tough time. She'd just start doing those little things. Just do it. It's okay. Like all, and you'll see all through the day, they start adding up.
Yeah, like I love going to get my coffee now. That's become
a
ritual. We have a specialty coffee shop in the neighborhood. They have organic coffee and
they have organic.
They have organic coffee and almond milk with no sugar and no gums.
And they roast their own beans. Hello.
If you guys are paying attention, by the way, your milk choice is very, very important. I didn't realize for so long I was using almond milks that had gums in them. And so Khalifa has an almond milk that has the gums, but then it has one that doesn't. So if you get the one that doesn't, it's green and it says unsweetened. But if you look at the ingredients list, it says Himalayan salt, almonds, and water. Period. End of story. That's the one you want. There's also another one called Malk Milk. I think it's called M-A-L-K or M-A-L-T. I think it's M-A-L-K. So we get either one of those. But I love going to the coffee shop. It's such a pretty shop. It makes mm-hmm. me happy. I go in there.
It's great.
And I like seeing everybody and saying hello. And
yeah.
So I think we have to just, and I did this with Tony Robbins years ago. It's redefine redefine happiness. So you have to make a list at first of what makes you happy. And then you put it somewhere where you're going to visibly see it. So when you're not feeling great, you have a menu of things that will instantly give you happiness.
And can I give you, maybe there's a caveat and ask, I might be splitting hairs when I say this, so correct me if I am, but I think there's a difference between pleasure and happiness.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I think there's things that maybe aren't healthy that give you pleasure, but not joy. So I'm thinking, when I think of pleasure, I think that's different than happiness.
Like food, sex.
Yeah, drugs.
Those are all pleasure.
Drugs, gossiping. Yeah. Like, there's things out there that just give you like a shot in the moment. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying eliminate those, because sometimes you need those too. When you're, if that's the difference that's going to help you not take yourself out of the equation, I always say, okay, have your Diet Coke or have your, that's me, have your, you know, whatever it is. But I think what joy and happiness is something that's more long term. And when I think of pleasure, I think of that's the dopamine hits.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show, or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts, with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
You know, you get that little high. And, ooh, yeah, dopamine.
Buy something.
Dopamine. Right. It's like dopamine. And by the way, okay, a little retail therapy, a little of it's okay. But I think so much of, we think our happiness is predicated on that. When every person who finally gets all the material things in the world, who's evolved, admits, that's not Jim Carrey. That's his whole platform now.
Yeah.
Is, I wish I could teach you all. It will not get you happiness. So I think it's fine. So I think there's a difference between pleasure and joy.
Yeah, like today.
Happiness.
This morning, I took Athena with my dad to get breakfast, mm-hmm. and she was missing her morning nap. I totally wasn't even thinking. But at the same time, you have to live life. Like, sometimes they're going to miss a nap or something. And so she was crying the whole time in the coffee shop. Now,
no, my Snoogie. Imagine, Daddy wasn't there.
I'm in there. I have to do my shot so I can eat breakfast. So now I'm holding her, shushing her. To keep her calm. At the same time, jabbing myself with a needle. And then it's like, I can't even put the cap back on. My dad, thank God, was like grabbing the insulin needle.
But you know,
you'd
be an amazing momfluencer if you shared all that.
Yes.
Because no, we dadfluencers, we in the parentfluencer community, we're all about being messy, mm-hmm. and transparent, mm-hmm. and totally authentic.
And so, and I felt like so bad. And by the way, the backpack situation, if any mom is listening to this, I'm going to fix the backpack. What do you call them? Diaper bags?
Yeah.
These things are all so lame. I'm sorry. There is, we went to the mall the other day so that we could do some Christmas shopping.
So Saturday, we wanted to get in the Christmas spirit. We had Christmas shopping to do.
Oh,
and
my Lord.
And so it was so funny. It was Maria and I's first foray into taking Athena
for the like day
for the
for
whole
day
in
like
the mall out. Well, yeah. Out into the mall
five
and shopping,
6 hours.
You know, she's 5 months old, so you know, we see parent people doing it all the time. We haven't been those people, mm-hmm. Not for a whole day. We've gone to restaurants and things,
yeah,
like that,
little things, little jaunts,
but it was really funny as the new parents.
Oh my Lord. So here's the deal. We have the Duna, which I love.
All right, let's back up. We have the Cadillac of minivans.
So the Duna is the best carriage in the whole world because it's a carriage and a car seat in one. So if you know a new mom to be, people kept saying the Duna. You don't understand this shit because you're so overwhelmed when you're pregnant and like all of this is coming at you. But trust me, it is the greatest thing in the world. So it's great. But when you're going to spend the day out and you need a massive backpack with all the stuff, you can't just take the Duna because then you're lugging the backpack and you're lugging the child because she's not going to want to stay in the carriage the whole time. So then you had to get the other carriage. I have the big Bugaboo Fox 5. So now we get to the mall. And now I've got three bottles because we're going to have three feedings. Well, maybe I have to ask moms if they just reuse the one bottle. I don't know, but that doesn't sound sanitary. I don't know.
We're fine with that. Yes.
So, but then I have to get filtered water somewhere. Anyway, we will. I guess we just get bottled water. But, good point. So I've got this massive backpack, tons of diapers, tons of burp cloths because she's a spitter, tons of bibs.
Which we used all of them.
All of them, and we still were needing more. I've got three bottles filled. I've got the food. I've got changes of clothes because she does spit all the time. I've got two changes of shirts for me because she spits so much. And then I've got my purse, my stuff, because I need my insulin and everything. So we get to the mall and, you know, all the doors to the minivan wide open. We're pulling out this carriage to get her out of this, put her in the other carriage. Now we're trying to learn this new bugaboo and how we can make her face us and, you know, how to fold it up and all this stuff.
Thank God we didn't have traffic behind us.
And like, then when you need stuff out of the stupid freaking backpack, it's no different than us ladies with our purses. You are digging for the lost treasure.
I told you I have to wrap my head around this. This is a new area for me because I've been working so much.
Kevin's so the organizer.
Well, the regular guy solution is going to be the freezer bags. Ziploc freezer bags. You have to get the freezer ones because they're stronger. They will be labeled. You write on with a marker, let's say diapers. Then you put a piece of clear plastic packing tape over that writing so that doesn't scrape off. Then all the diapers will go there. All the burp cloths will go in another one, labeled burp cloths. Another one will be the bibs. And so now you'll be reaching for those for now. That's my temp solution going through the whole procedure.
Shout out to all our Heel Squad friends that we saw along the way, whether it was FaceTime or in person, because we're like, people were just coming up to us all the time.
Yeah.
We've got bags strewn in the driveway, the valet driveway. We're trying to make
such
all this
civilians
happen.
We were amazing,
like such lame asses. So then we get in the mall and I go, Kevin, this is where the joy begins, and we're rolling through.
It was good though. It was fun.
I'm telling you guys, we went to one store, and no, first we stopped to get you food, right? And we stopped to
we
get
went
Kevin
to the food cart.
So we had to find the food court in this massive mall food cart. And so we stop, and poor Kevin, I have to feed her. So I stop, and I'm feeding her. Sugar's dropping. So now I'm trying to drink juice, feed her.
I'm just unfit.
Kevin goes into the food court to get his food, comes back with this shitty looking pizza.
No, excuse me.
That's like cardboard.
It was an 8-inch piece of cardboard with ketchup on it.
But we're desperate.
And I tell you, because I do peruse the 7-Eleven pizza, 7-Eleven pizza far superior to this snooty place.
So Kevin comes out. He's like, I just need to eat something so we can go shopping because we're going to buy all of our Christmas presents. So then we go into one store to buy all the Christmas presents. Now,
I like that scam.
Yes.
But what I really, going back to your circadian rhythms and your Dr. Cruz and Dr. Allison and Dan Huber, all the above, me and Athena really felt it.
The fluorescent lights.
When we were
lot.
Walking through the mall, it's an
outside.
Outdoor mall, so it was amazing. But once I got into that place, Maria, with the Lyme disease and everything else going on in my body, the mold, her and I were just really struggling. And
so
she was getting, you know,
Kevin
cranky.
Was super nanny while I have a list of gifts I have to buy. And people work really, really hard for us. So this is my time to get them something amazing they're going to love. So if you know me, I'm stopping at Yves Saint Laurent and I'm buying everything in there. It's a crazy expensive moment, but
I wish I could get you to Bill Murray and Scrooged.
Why?
He just sat with his assistant and that would be like a name, like Frank, towel, Bill, towel.
I can't do
Karen,
that.
VCR. Bill, VCR. Jeff, towel.
Oh my God.
He just gave a towel or a VCR. That was
can't do it. But I had a really great woman helping me, Christy. And so I'm down the list. And now we're having to sticky note every gift because I bought like 30 gifts in there or something. I don't know. I spent my entire life savings, whatever. And we're sticky noting everything. And we're thinking, oh, is this good for this person? Okay, this is good for that person. And I'm moving fast, guys. They take it. They're going to now gift wrap it. So I said, I'm going to leave everything here. I'll come back and pay. We're going to go off and do some more shopping. I had to go to Macy's because I needed to get an outfit from there. So now we run into, actually, before we went there, Kevin did some quick shopping. You bought a couple pairs of pants in the store.
A couple of pairs of what? Slacks.
Slacks. And two jackets because he needed
it was
some
the
stuff.
Same store. Yeah. So me and Athena went over.
Literally, we went 20 feet over.
Yeah.
Okay. And now I think we're into hour four. Just doing that, guys. I never left a 200 square foot area just buying everybody's gifts. And I'm moving fast.
Were great.
I was moving fast.
But you care so much.
And so we get Kevin a few things. Then we go to Macy's. And by the way, again, I'm such a good shopper with this stuff. I'm perusing Macy's. I see this sweater dress. I go, that's it. Boom. And then I saw a black cardigan. I'm like, I need that too. So boom, grab those. There's nobody in line. So I cruise right through line. I buy those. Go back to the store to pick Kevin's stuff up and my stuff up, which is, by the way, a great scam if you're holiday shopping. You can ask them, can I leave this with you guys and then pick it up in a little bit?
Yes, you're not lugging.
And you're not lugging stuff.
Yeah.
We actually didn't even realize we couldn't have possibly lugged what I bought because we barely fit it all in the minivan.
No.
So I get in the car finally. They helped us to the car. We're cooked.
Okay? I got my second win, though.
6 hours. And we didn't really do, and we never even saw one Christmas tree in that mall. We never did one Christmassy thing.
No.
The whole point was to go get the Christmas spirit.
Overall, I had a fun day.
No, it was great. But I'm just saying, like, it takes a lot.
Yeah,
so then we get home and, you know, Athena was good, but she was a little fussy because she missed naps and she fell asleep in the store
amazing.
At one point.
Yeah, she got fussy. And then
a little.
I just got up. The scam
Kevin was
is
so good with her.
Walk and shush, walk and shush, walk and shush. And then she knocks out.
And so we get home, we get her to bed, and I said, Kevin, I need to get in the hot tub. So we get in the hot tub, and then I realize,
this is where the story gets bougie.
I'm cooked. I'm so cooked.
Can we back up a little bit, everybody?
Yes.
Okay. If you have a house, I tell everyone, invest in a hot tub for yourself.
Well, no, I don't want them to invest in hot tubs anymore.
Yeah, I do.
I want them to invest in a red light sauna.
Okay.
It's way better than the hot tub,
okay,
honey.
But wait a second. Here's the thing.
You can take a hot
We're
bath.
We're talking about two different things. Yours is for long-term health. Mine is for just relief and pleasure. So, yes.
But the red light sauna is relief for your muscles.
But it's not the same pleasure as
a hot tub.
And they're so affordable now. And if you can't have one, then I recommend your bathtub and some Epsom salt.
Yeah.
Because it's such an underrated way. Light some candles, just unplug.
Yeah, we both got in. We're
and
like,
go
oh.
down. You know, but we've always, even when we were at our other house, we always put money aside to have the, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 hot tub. Mm-hmm. But we were the couple that used it. We
Every
always
day. Yeah.
were just like so burnt out and tired, we would just jump in.
But as I've been learning about cold plunging and all of that, and even, you know, they say even if you just turn on the cold shower after your shower. Take your hot shower, but then make it cold for a minute after.
It's hard to do, but
it's
if you can do
so
it.
So huge for your health. I dove into the pool, guys. My, excuse me, lady bits froze. It hurt.
Yeah, it's cold.
But I felt like a new person after.
You really do. It really resets the clock.
Oh, my God.
So again, if you can do a cold shower.
Magic
or a cold
for the
bath.
Body. When you're sore and tired and beat, it is like 10 coffees. I felt on top of the world after.
It is. It's painful. And for me, I'm very sensitive, so I don't love it at all. But I have to find a way to implement it.
Yeah. So in conclusion, I feel like a lame mom who can't handle it.
No, Maria, come on.
I was like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? I'm so tired and this is so hard. And
here's the thing, we're running, you know, we're not going to go too long, but I think if we our next chat, which could be tomorrow, maybe we have to explore that, because that is not true. You know, that's not true. We both work double full-time jobs, so it's hard, you know. And but we had a great day, you know. But also we're learning. This is all
new.
I'm
learning. I'm definitely learning. But here's the final conclusion. We need a new diaper bag. And I have the exact design, and I'm going to make it because these backpacks are endless pits of shit. Like, it is so hard to get what you need when you need it.
Wait till Regular Guy Industries takes over. I'm going to have a backpack. Then I'm going to tell you something else I'm going to do. The Cadillac and minivans will have a duffel bag in the back that will have all the stuff as backup, because, you know, I have to have two of everything.
There should be an attachment that goes in like the front of the carriage that's an add-on to the head of it that you can just grab what you need out of there, and it doesn't, you don't even have to take the backpack out.
I think if we did enough research, we probably could find something. It's hard. Listen, I really talk about just being clueless for all my years on Earth to what parents and
what moms go through. Yeah. And dads who, because there are dads.
Well,
who
there's other dadfluencers. Yeah. I'm arguably one of the biggest. Mm-hmm. But there's other dadfluencers out there. But yeah, no, even seeing the fact that you have to take an elevator.
Oh my God.
Right? So I said to Maria, make a note of this.
Yeah, I tried to go down the escalator, guys, and I started getting stuck, and it was almost a disaster.
Get me off. I was holding Athena, and you tried to take the carriage down.
And it was just too wide, but then it was getting stuck, and then I'm going down the escalator, so I pushed up really fast, and I escaped. I was like, nope, this isn't going to work. But
if people, and you know,
we looked like a comedy show.
Yeah, we did. But, you know, it's so funny. I went to bed saying, okay, Maria, never again.
And then this morning you wanted to do it again.
Right. I said, tomorrow, I don't want to hear anything tomorrow, nothing. I said, I am just going to just chill all day and I don't want to hear a word. And then this morning I was like, you know,
we could go back.
Yeah. No, I just said, I think we could do it without the pressure of shopping. If it could just be us to go and look at things and, you know, pick up some stuff we want, but not be, okay, we have to go here. We have to get this listed. I think that's what made it really hard on us. And again, heart goes out to other, you know, single parents. And
it's so hard to do it all. And
I'm sorry I didn't open more doors for moms and dads with carriages. I'm sorry I wasn't more accommodating.
I always
all these
did.
Years.
Somehow, Kev, I always knew.
Well, I know now.
I always did. I've always helped the women on the planes. Always. Because I just, you know why? I have such an empathy for people who have to lug shit, because I hate lugging. And so when you see someone suffering carrying stuff, I'm like, let me help you.
Try being in the carny business for 10 years. That's all you do is lug.
I did it with you. I remember.
And you lay down all this.
Oh.
You build basically this world, and then in 3 days, you break it all down. I loathe it. It's so funny. Filmmaking is so close to it. And I'm so stuck in this world. I remember going to the con as a little kid, and I remember saying, wait, how did this all get here? I must have known intuitively this is the thing. I was going to get into that work. I remember just saying, how did this all get here? And then, wait, tomorrow this is all going to be gone. Tough park in South Bend.
Isn't that funny? You asked the question and then you got the answer.
Oh, I got the answer. And then, you know, for a period, that's why everyone always wanted me to move them. Because I was the best mover.
Yeah.
Fast, efficient. I could get stuff out all the time. I was the man. And I, you know, but I hate it. I hate lumping.
Boo, no one takes a set down faster than me.
And lumping. Yeah, you're good too at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, when it's time to go home, baby, boom, let's go. I will shut it down. I'm advanced thinking. I'll get it all out. Anytime we've made a movie, when it was time to wrap and it was getting close, I had already made every move possible to get rid of everything and to put it away. So I get it. But I think that, you know, one of the things I have to start kind of exploring is that there are different kinds of moms. And like even my dad was telling me this morning, he's like, Maria, you just need more help. You've gone through a lot. He's like, you do a lot and everybody's different. And so I'm going to have to just start exploring that.
Except your people always say to me, Maria, let's put a pin in that. Now you know who this is?
No.
he played at the channel all the time that used to clean up.
Roy Orbison?
Yep.
Who? Johnny. Shoot, what's his name? Johnny. I gotta look at the poster on the wall in my head. Johnny Mathis? No, Johnny. Southside Johnny. Ha ha! Guys, my photographic memory had to see the poster on the wall of the nightclub I cleaned under the age of 12. That's how crazy my photographic mind is. Not anymore, but from back then it is. Now we have too many things we see.
Right? So, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. This is all better known as Bruce Springsteen Light.
Yeah.
Him and Springsteen came up together.
Interesting.
They played together and they're friends, and you know, Bruce became huge and he didn't. Yeah, but he's not,
but he does sound just like him, actually.
Well, he wasn't as good looking. He drank a lot. But you know what? He has no jealousy. He's like, no, that's not. He likes his life and his world. And they're still friends, which is so amazing.
Wow.
You can see him too, you know, and he's got all the hits. But he's amazing. So fun to see live. Has full brass section. Anyway, I know we don't want to go home, but now that Christmas is almost over.
Oh, honey. What? Christmas isn't almost over. Christmas is not almost over, guys. Enjoy every second we have. It's a magical time. And as always, right when I say that, I think of the people not having a magical time. I know a few people close to us right now are going through absolute hell. And so if you are not, you have to take that into consideration. And I thank God every single day. And I thank him a million, million times over, especially when I see and hear what other people are going through at this time. And we've been through those times. So we know and we understand. So I think it is our duty, first and foremost, to be grateful that things are well when they are, and then, you know, reach out to people who are having a harder time and send them love. In the meantime, be nice people. Get a good diaper bag. Be nice people. Make good choices. Buy my diaper bag because I'm going to make it. And be present.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.
Well, that's it for today, Heal Squad. Before I let you go, I want to make sure you don't forget to take care of yourself today. I'll be making sure I'm not forgetting to get outside, do my meditations, and of course, keep myself fueled with some sweet, chili, wonderful pistachios. Wonderful pistachios, as you know, are my go-to when hunger strikes because they're one of the highest protein nuts, providing all 9 essential amino acids, and they're great for on-the-go snacking. So when you're ready to elevate your snacking game, visit wonderfulpistachios.com to grab a bag.